Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, over and over again, Father. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day that you have made, and we are rejoicing in it, Father. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is great, and your name is greatly to be praised. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for this Veterans Day. We thank you for the veterans that serve our country. We thank you for our country, Father, not only the country, Father God, that we live in, Father God, physically, Father, but we thank you, Father God, for the country that we serve spiritually, and that is the kingdom of God. So, Father God, in essence, we are all veterans, hallelujah, in essence. And so we just want to say thank you, God, and we magnify you and we praise you. And we glorify your holy and your righteous name. Now, Father God, amen, we thank you for the services of today. And we ask that you would bless the service, Father. Bless it, Father God, that you and you alone will be glorified and your people will be edified. And we honor you and we say thank you and we bless your name forever. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Excuse me. And in Jesus' name, we do pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen, our Father. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. And good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. We especially want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen for you. Hallelujah. Thank God for you being here with us. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me check and see if we have, hallelujah, any new visitors on today. Amen. We don't have your name, but we have your location. Amen. Glory be to God. So, okay, we have a new audience. Okay, so we have an audience in South Korea, which is growing every day. Our Christian brothers and sisters in South Korea, welcome to our platform. Amen. Canada. Amen. We notice the numbers are increasing in Canada. Welcome, welcome, welcome. France and Japan. Thank you for being here with us and anyone else that might be here with us and, of course, the United States. Amen. We thank you. Amen. So we want to thank God for you, and we don't know you, and we may never know you on this side. Amen. But we look forward to meeting you on the other side. And we thank you for visiting of our platform, that we are an encouragement to you. Amen. As we come to just lift up Jesus. Amen. That's the only person we're lifting up. Amen. We're not lifting up the apostle. We're not lifting up anybody. Amen. But Jesus. Amen. That's all we want. Nothing else, nothing less, nothing more, nothing different. Amen. Just Jesus. Amen. So if you're looking and for a platform where Jesus is being glorified, you found the right place. Amen. So thank you again. Amen. Thank you again for coming. And evidently, you must be bringing other people with you, because we noticed in South Korea, amen, that our audience levels, the numbers are going up, amen, every day. So thank you. Thank you for trusting us. Amen. We are a ministry that you can trust. Amen. Because our trust is in the Lord. Amen. And we want to talk about that just a little bit today. We do have a birthday we want to celebrate today. Amen. Glory be to God. Our evangelist, Ernestine Jackson. Her birthday slipped up on us yesterday. I don't know how that happened. I was asking y'all for help. I said, give me those November birthdays. Amen. I didn't hear from anybody. Amen. But glory be to God. I got the word last night. Amen. Through an angel. Amen, that her birthday was on yesterday. Amen. So we're going to honor her today. Amen. Glory be to God. And I know we have some other birthdays later on this month. Minister Shannon, and I believe it's one or two more. I don't have a calendar in front of me. Amen. But please do not, especially for now, for those of you in South Korea and other places like that, we're not communicating with you, but you can communicate with us at any time. We're not communicating with you only because that's the way you want it to be, okay? And maybe especially in South Korea, maybe we don't know what your situation is for you in reference to the internet, et cetera, but you found a way to listen to us. So whatever way that is. So, if you can find a way to communicate to us, let us know. But when we talk about birthdays, we're talking about those in our inner circle. Glory be to God, and we want to thank God. But if you could be in the inner circle, the outer circle, amen. If you have a birthday, let us know, amen. We'll give you a shout out, amen. And so we bless the Lord, amen. This morning on our 5 a.m. service, amen, we honored the veterans. We honored the veterans, amen. I have quite a few veterans in my family. My father was a veteran. I have a niece. Amen. That's a veteran, and I'm missing somebody to come to me. I know we have at least three veterans I have a nephew. Okay. I can't forget my nephew. Glory be to God, Marcus. Okay. And his wife. And, we have Moni. Oh, my goodness. Now start counting. There's a whole lot of us. Whole lot. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want to thank God. Amen, for the veterans, beloved. Amen. They serve our country. They live for our country. They die for our country. Glory be to God. They sacrifice for our country. Glory be to God. Veterans are let's just focus on the United States of America right now. Veterans to our country is the same as we should be to the Lord's kingdom. They are committed. They give their life. They sacrifice. If a man has nothing to live for, you have nothing to die for. The Bible says this, amen. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Well, a man, true love is when a man lay down his life for his brethren. And we see that in veterans. They are ready to die if need be. Glory be. We can learn a lot. Beloved, glory be to God. We every Christian in essence is a veteran or should be. See, they go into training for reigning. They prepare, huh? They put on, amen, their armor, their uniform. They get whatever else they need, huh? Their armory, huh? Their weapons, and they go out there and they work together. Them veterans take care of one another. No. Anybody go down? No, they're gonna take care of you. You hear what I'm saying? And another thing about veterans, when you see, beloved, they follow order. That's why they're so successful. That's why the United States of America, they follow ranks, okay? When that soldier come in there, glory be to God, amen, and he has the ranks, huh? He has the badges, glory be to God. They respect that man or that woman. They don't care if you're a man or a woman. Glory be to God. They move in ranks. Beloved, we can learn something from veterans. We can learn something. Amen. God has put, God has ranks too. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Write the scripture down. First Corinthians. Chapter number 12, verse number 28, says this, and God have set some in the church, first apostles. You see how God got ranks? The apostle was first. Second are the prophets. Third are the teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities, and tongues. You see that? You see why our, amen, United States is so successful? They model after the word of God. Now God is not saying that one person is better than another person, glory be to God, but God has ranks in order that his kingdom will be effective. And this is why here we in the United States of America, we are out, I don't care if you're the Marine, the Air Force, or wherever, we are effective because we have ranks. You respect the ranks. You're moving according to the ranks. Glory be to God. You come with the right mental mindset, huh? You put your uniform on. And another thing about our veterans, they got to deny themselves. They got to separate themselves from their family, from their friends, and their loved ones to serve our country. Now, wait a minute. This is why we're so successful, okay? That we see here, amen, that our service, amen, beloved, our veterans have modeled themselves after the word of God. Glory. So we see, amen, the modeling of the rank. Okay, now I want to show you one more. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to show you one more. Hallelujah. I want you to write this scripture down. In Luke chapter 14 and verse number 26. This is what it says. If any man come to me and hate not his father, mother, wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yea, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. The word of God is saying if we are not willing to separate ourselves from our family and friends for the sake of the gospel, including denying our own life, we cannot be his disciple. Don't we see this in our veterans, beloved? These veterans depart from their wives, their husbands, their mother, their father, their children, and sacrifice their own life for our country. You see why the United States of America is the strongest country in the world? Because they're modeling themselves after scripture. God bless America. You might not want to put your hands on your heart and pledge allegiance to the flag. I ain't going to get that. I ain't even going there this morning. Glory be. But you cannot deny it. People are scraping and scrapping to get into the United States of America, over the border, under the border, any kind of way through the border. See? And this is why. The defense that we have. Because now, but if these men and women were not serving our country, we would not have a defense. We would have nothing but a whole bunch of talking. But we can walk our talk. Because of our veterans. And we thank God for them. Especially those who have sacrificed their life. And we know we honor them on Memorial Day. Glory be to God. But beloved, the bottom line is here. Hallelujah. As we go forward today. Amen. And you see a veteran, talk to a veteran. Thank them for serving our country. Because when they serve our country, they serve you. And when they serve our country, they serve God. Thank them and pray for them. Amen. And honor them. We don't do enough for our veterans. We don't. They come back with Agent Orange and all this other stuff. Glory be to God. And I don't think this country does enough for our veterans. These VA mortgages and all that, they got to do a little bit better than that. I just don't think we do enough for our veterans. Now, we thank God for what we do, but I don't think the country does enough. I think they should have 0% interest rates at all times, regardless of what's going on. Matter of fact, give them a house. Glory be to God. Why? Because the Lord gives us one. Didn't the Lord say he'd give us houses we didn't pay for and houses we didn't build? Yeah, well, he did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you that. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's going to be our lesson today. Amen. And whatever else I was going to bring, we'll bring tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me show you that since the Holy Spirit brought that up. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 You can find that. Glory be to God in Deuteronomy. Amen. Chapter number 6. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter number 6, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I want to read in verse number 10, hallelujah, and it says this, so it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build. Somebody need to hold on to that promise today. Huh? Glory be to God. Then let's go over to verse number 11. Houses full of all good things which you did not fill. Ooh. Ooh. All this beautiful furniture and stuff, you mean, and I ain't have to buy nothing. I ain't have to pull out a credit card or go in debt. Even a mortgage, a monthly mortgage for this house, and I ain't have to pay nothing. Hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, when you have eaten and are full. Let's read verse number 12. So we see here, God says, this is the spread. I'm spreading it all out before you, granting you the desires of your heart. I'm giving it to you. I don't know why you're working 3 and 4 jobs. You're working 3 and 4 jobs because you want to work 3 and 4 jobs. Glory be to God. You can work 1 job, amen, and just give me your tithes and do the right thing. God said, because I don't care how hard you work, amen, you ain't going to have enough. You ain't going to be able to do it. It's going to take you 30 years to pay that mortgage off. Huh? They got 10 years on car notes. Huh? It's going to take you another 20 years to pay off that student loan. God said, why don't you let me handle it for you? God said, let me handle it for you. I'll give it to you. Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's why I said they should give the veterans the house. That's why, because God gives us a house after we serve. Amen. The veteran, amen, has an honorable discharge. Glory be to God, huh? No, they should treat them with royalty. Why? Because God treats us with royalty in his kingdom. And then this last verse I want to share with you, beloved, in verse number 12. He says, but wait a minute, this is the one you got to remember now. And we shouting on 10 and 11, but don't stop till you read 12. Then beware, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Oh, don't get beside yourself. Don't get beside yourself. Don't get beside yourself, veteran. Don't get beside yourself, brothers and sisters. Don't get beside yourself. Amen. Don't get beside yourself. Hallelujah. Stay humble. Amen. Stay humble. Humble yourself. Ask the Lord to stay humble. Let me tell you something, because sometimes when we're walking in increase and fatness, sometimes we can forget where we came from. And we forget where we come from when you can just pull out that checkbook and don't have to balance it. Buy what you want to buy when you want to buy it. You know, get around to the budget later on in a month, maybe. Huh? Go and travel anywhere. Go. I was just talking to a business partner yesterday, and he said we was talking about some business. Glory be to God. So you all know about it soon. And he said, "Okay, Alfreda." He said, "When I get back from Saudi Arabia next week, we gonna wrap this up." Saudi Arabia, really? God don't care nothing about that. God created Saudi Arabia too. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell there. What did we say yesterday, beloved? It's up to you. It's up to the way you think. You want to think Saudi Arabia, you can be in Saudi Arabia too. Huh? Aruba. I know I'm going to Aruba. Lord's willing. Lord's willing. That's one place on the map. That's one place I want to visit, Aruba. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't care nothing about that. The world is your oyster, but whatever you want, huh? When you seek God first, but you got to think prosperity. And see, and these veterans go out here on, and they prepare to fight if there need be, and they have the mentality to fight, and they have the mentality to win. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because they trust. Now, we don't know if all the veterans trust in God. They're trusting in their government. They're trusting in the United States of America. They're trusting in whatever they trust in. Glory be to God. But all I'm saying, amen, in essence, as we as Christians are veterans in a spiritual term, amen, but our trust is in the Lord. Amen. Our trust is in the Lord. Amen. Proverbs, let me say this before we address the birthday girl. Amen. Proverbs 3 and 5 says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Amen. When we trust in the Lord, beloved, not with some of our heart, but with all of our heart. Then the Bible says, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. See, we can't shortchange God. You know, sometimes we're a dollar late and a penny short. We can't shortchange God. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, all of it, and lean not to your own understanding. And not because, you know, we all have an opinion and we all have our own understanding, but your understanding is limited. Now, God's not telling you don't think for yourself. He's not telling you that, okay? But you have to know that you are limited, and God is unlimited. The sky is not the limit. Then verse 6 says, in all your ways acknowledge him, acknowledge you, God, and he will make your path. He will show you which way to go. I was talking to a young lady last night, and we was talking about some things, and I gave her my advice. And she said, well, this is what I did. I asked the Lord. I told the Lord, if I'm going the wrong way, stop me. I didn't say nothing at that moment, amen, because sometimes I have to process stuff and let the Holy Spirit talk to me, amen. And then I called her back. I said, you know what? I said, you're not doing it the right way. When you ask God, if you're doing it the wrong way, stop you, you have taken control. What you're telling God is, I'm going forth in this, all right, and then stop me if I'm doing wrong, okay, but you are not giving God control. Now, you got to reverse this thing and give God control and ask the Lord to show you which way to go. Now, you're giving God control. God, show me how to do this. You show me. Not, Lord, I'm going to do it my way, and if I'm doing it wrong, stop me. No, you ain't honoring God. You ain't honoring God. Because you got the show here. You running. See, God don't want you running. God wants you following. He wants you to follow. And so this is why the scripture says here, beloved, and all your ways, and all of your ways, not just pertaining to church stuff, and all your ways pertaining to your spouse, pertaining to your children, pertaining to your household, pertaining to your money, your bills, your what you're going to purchase, what you're going to wear today, what you're going to eat today. Well, we got to go that far. Look, we got to take the word at face value. He said, in all your ways, which direction you going to be driving today? All your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. God said, I'm going to bless you. Beloved, let me tell you something. When we acknowledge God, amen, when we trust in the Lord and acknowledge the Lord, we are guaranteed success. We are guaranteed success because that's the direction God is going to lead you, because that's the direction that the Lord wants you to be. God has a plan. That's God's plan for you before you was conceived in your mama's womb, to make sure that you have a successful, abundant life. But you're not going to get it without acknowledging him. And that means when you acknowledge him, you do it his way. See, a lot of us, we already have our mind made up. We're going to do something. So it don't make no difference what God said. We pray about it, but we ain't listening to his response. We ain't listening because we already got our mind made up. You know what I'm talking about? Been there, done that. I could talk a little bit about that. See? But when the Lord says, let's do it this way, turn a little bit here, yes, no, red light, green light, yellow light, huh? Can you really, really stop and say, okay, Lord, I'm with you. See? But, beloved, the truth of the matter is this, glory be to God. When we trust in the Lord, when we acknowledge the Lord, glory be to God, then he promises us in Proverbs 16:3 that when we commit our works to the Lord, our plans will be achieved. Anybody need some plans to be achieved? Anybody need some success? Glory be to God. Well, God promised you success in every arena. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God promises that. Why? Because we honored him. We're talking about honoring veterans this morning. When you honor God, my life passage, beloved, and most of you that know me know it, Psalms 32:8. This is and the passage, amen, I live by. Well, actually, I live by the whole Bible. I attempt to live by. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And God is helping me to do better every day. But Psalms 32:8 says this, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Why? Because you acknowledge me. You acknowledge me. Glory be to God. You talk to, see, a lot of times we won't talk to God after we do it. Well, Lord, I messed up. Well, Lord, well, Lord, I made a wrong decision here. I made a bad investment here. Well, I think I spent too much money here. If we want to talk to God, I think I made a mistake. I was talking to somebody the other day. They said, I think I made a mistake. I said, okay. Did you pray about it before you did it? I think I did. See? And a lot of times we're not even praying about it. We just hollering at God because we already made up our mind what we want to do. Beloved, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. But when we honor God and say, Daddy, Daddy, this is what, Daddy, this is what I would like to do. Daddy, show me the way. And a lot of times when I talk to God, amen, I say, okay, Lord, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I like to do. Okay. As we are finalizing our Christmas holiday dinner. Amen. Glory be to God. Christmas holiday dinner. Glory be to God. We want to have it. Amen. On New Year's Eve. Amen. It's just going to be a very, you know, small group of people. Very small group of people. Maybe about 50 people. It's a very expensive hotel. A very expensive meal. Very expensive meal. I think it's going to cost me about over $100 a person to be there. This is true elegance. I'm trying to raise up the bar, amen, of the mindset of our ministry and show you what elegance looks like. Amen. Glory be to God. This is something I don't plan on anybody buying any tickets. Amen. I just want you to show up and bring one other person with you if you desire. That's my heart's desire. I'm working on that now, finalizing it. So, glory be to God. And so with that situation or any other situation, I lay it out before God. I say, God, this is what I like to do. All right? This is our Frida talking. All right? Now, God, show me. Am I doing wrong? Father God, should I change the date? The first I was going to have the Christmas party like 2 weeks before. I said, no, we haven't did anything on New Year's Eve. Glory be to God, other than Zoom. I said, this is what I like to do. This is what I like to do, Father. So I said, besides, God, you gave me permission to have a birthday party, and I didn't have the birthday party, so can I do this for the ministry? Can I do this for the ministry? Can you through me? So I lay everything out, and then I ask God to show me. Show me what I need to change. Okay, God, now do I need to change the date? Do I need to change the menu? Do I need to change the venue? Do I need to do this? God, maybe, God, do I have to do this at all? I mean, this is what I need, want to do, but I mean, if you want me to wait, I can do it the next year. You know, this is how I talk to God about everything, y'all. Everything. Everything. I acknowledge Daddy. See? And so when the Lord gets finished, I let the Lord process it, I have so much peace. See, and I know that the direction I'm going is the direction the Lord will have me to be, and I'm doing what the Lord will have me to do, then every need and every resource will be met. It's going to cost me about $7,000 out of my pocket to do this. That's why I'm taking on this. That's one of the reasons I'm still here, but like sometimes around 12 o'clock, y'all don't hear me because I'm working on an assignment. What? Well, make it plain. I'm working. I took the day off. Glory be to God. So I have to go to a funeral. And then Lord's willing, Brother Reed's thing, Lord's willing. Amen. Glory be to God. But I'm working. Amen. And so it's going to cost me a few thousand dollars to do this. But so what? What is money for? Amen. But beloved, amen. The bottom line is that or anything else, I don't care if you're going around the corner to the supermarket. I pray and ask God to show me when, show me where. God, okay, I want to go to the supermarket and get a couple things today. Amen. I like Acme myself. That's the supermarket I prefer. Amen. But I said, okay, God, show me what time to get there. You better ask God. What happens if some crazy person want to bust in there with a rifle, you know what I mean, around 1 o'clock? You better ask God what time to go to the supermarket. Huh? I even talked to God about what I'm going to buy. I got my little list. Okay, God, I don't want to buy nothing I don't need. Beloved, he's your friend. He's your friend. And we need to start treating him like he is. And you can talk to him in depth. In detail about anything and about everything. Amen and amen. All right, that's it. And to God be praise, to God be glory. Happy Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day, veterans. Amen. Glory be to God. Happy Veterans Day, Christians. Amen. You are soldiers. You are warriors. Amen. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith. Same way our veterans are prepared to fight, hallelujah, prepared to win and prepared to die, hallelujah. And that's the mindset that we should have. Amen. If we live or if we die, I'm going to serve him. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All right. Today we have a birthday. Actually, I found out late last night that yesterday was our evangelist Ernestine Jackson's birthday. And we want to honor her today. She is such a blessing. Amen. To the body of Christ. She is such a blessing to the kingdom. Amen. I met Evangelist Ernestine at our Bishop Lawrence Williams, amen, a church, and met with her, and that's been a couple years ago, and, you know, she's just been drawn to the ministry, led to the ministry by the Holy Spirit, amen, to serve, and she's faithful. She is faithful. She's a teacher. Amen. She's a preacher. My God, the woman can sing. You ain't heard nothing until she opened her mouth and started singing. Glory be to God. And I think some of you might have heard her testimony, how she started out at the Met. Anybody in Philadelphia, on the Philadelphia tri-area, know about the Met. Huh? Although there's been some controversy there, some scandal. And I believe they were setting up the pastor there. Amen. But that's another story. Amen. There's a lot of renovations going on in that part over there on Broad and Popular. Amen. And to come up through the Met, well, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. But Bible says our gifts will make room for us. We're going to be talking about that a little bit next week, our gifts. Amen. But so she sings. She's a supporter. You know, she comes. She encourages the body of Christ. She always has a word of encouragement for you. And, you know, she don't just show up on the days that she got to pray. You know, some people that way. We have some people in this ministry. If I call them to do something, they'll do it. But I don't see them no more until it's time for them to serve again. They only come when it's time to serve. See, but not Evangelist Ernestine and not a lot of you. Amen. She's here. She's here. She's here to support. Amen. Whenever she can. Whenever she can. Amen. She comes in Jesus' name. Amen. And she's a generous woman. Generous woman. And that's just a blessing. Amen. Just a blessing. So we want to honor her today. Y'all, a lot of you do not know her. A lot of you do not know because you haven't had a chance to meet her. When we had the Christmas party last year, she was home recovering from COVID, but she wanted to be here big time. And she pulled out her money and put a full page ad in the Souvenir Journal. If you look in the Souvenir Journal, you'll see her ad. Back to the basics. Okay. But Lord's willing, you'll get to meet her soon. Amen. And hopefully this year at our event. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. So let's open up the lines. Give me one second. Give me one second. I'm just working both these keyboards. Give me one second. All right. I think I know the last four digits of a phone number. Let me see. I'm going to open up the lines. Let me see. I might have the wrong one. If I do, I'll get it right. Okay, Evangelist Ernestine, are you there?
Good morning, Apostle, Dr. Peter Bradford.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Evangelist Jackson. Happy birthday to you. God bless you, my sister. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I did not want this opportunity to pass. Amen. Without acknowledging you. I don't know how I slipped that yesterday. Glory be to God. But you best believe that we have you on the calendar for November the 10th. And you did give me your birthday a little while ago. But so that's my mistake. Amen. But we are praying that yesterday, today, tomorrow, amen,
Every day is your birthday. Amen. Take the whole week. Amen. And celebrate. Do you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to thank God for you because you're such a gift, as I said earlier. You're a blessing. And we pray that this birthday is the best one out of all the ones that you've seen thus far. Amen. Glory be to God. I always say at the top, amen, of today and at the bottom for the ones to come. Amen. Because it's going to get better and better and better. I pray that for your birthday gift, God will grant you your heart's desire. Amen. Because truly, amen, beloved, we believe, Sister Ernestine, that you are delighting yourself in him. We believe it. Amen. We feel your power. We feel your anointing. Amen. Glory be to God. And we will be willing to vouch, amen, for you. Amen. Because spirit agrees with spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. So the Lord says we delight ourselves in him. He will grant us the desires of our heart. So we pray for your birthday, that whatever your heart's desire is, God will give it to you on a silver platter. Amen, in Jesus' name. So we love you. Amen. We're going to let you say a couple words, and then we're going to open up the line. And if anybody desires to express birthday greetings to our sister, amen, please feel free, amen, to do so. All right. So the flow, if you're, I'll let you respond first. Evangelist Jackson, if you'd like to say something, amen, and then we'll open up the lines, amen, for the ministry partners. Can you hear me, Sister Ernestine?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank God for Apostle Dr. Frieda Bradford for even the opportunity to serve. Amen. I always just told myself and told the Lord, I just want to be the soldier for the army of the Lord. You know, we used to sing that song back in the day. And I just want to be a soldier, not boastful, humble, humility, and thanking God. I like to push others. That's why a lot of times you don't hear too much about me. And that's how I have to say something, because I like to others. I like to hear others. I'm really learning through all your prayers, through all your opportunity to the Life for a Kingdom ministry that I'm addicted to. I point everybody over here because it is a right sword of anointing, and we don't hear too many opportunities that people are getting prayer, but a breakthrough and deliverance, and so much worse. So I just thank God for you. Your mother, Bishop Westfield, your sister, Evangelist Nancy, and Pastor Erica, and all the rest of the daughters, how to be, because you call us your spiritual mother, and I would just thank God for you and all the opportunity that not just me, all of us, that you had gave opportunity when nobody else might not have done. You did. So I just want to thank God. I salute you. I honor you. And because of the fact that you made a way for so many of us and even me, I think I was sitting there, you complimented me on my suit. And I was like, and as you say, you got a word in your stomach. And one thing I got to say, when you said something, you don't know when it's coming, and you call me and got the number, and you made a way for me to be on the radio to preach the word. And that's almost 3 years ago, and I had put it on my client that died and had the radio on at 6 o'clock in the morning before I leave at 8, so she can hear that word early in the morning. But I just thank God for you, and I'm just honored to be all the words and something, because, you know, a lot of times you don't hear all these words and all these things, but it's an honor, and I thank God for you and the Life for a Kingdom ministry. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sister. Amen. We appreciate you and we love you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give the benediction. Amen. And then I'm going to open up the lines on both platforms, Blog Radio and Free Conference. And anybody that want to share can share. And then afterwards, amen, we can move forward into a beautiful, glorious day. So, Father God, we thank you for the service today. We thank you for the word going forth. We thank you that the word will not return void. We thank you, Father, for showing us that we are all veterans in your kingdom. And so we thank you for one another, and we truly thank you for our veterans who have served our country, are serving our country, and will serve our country in Jesus' name. Father, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever we do today, help us to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow in Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And we decree and we declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Thank you. For Sister Evangelist Ernestine, give her a good day, Father, a good day. Yesterday was her birthday. We pray that was good and may the day even be better. And we say thank you for granting her heart's desire. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, I'm opening up the lines.
All participants are unmuted.
And the floor is open. Oh, wait a minute. So that is a benediction. So service is closed. All right, so amen. Let's take the next 10 minutes or so, and let's love up on Evangelist Ernestine. The floor is open.
Good morning.
Well, praise God, my sister. Now, go ahead, Miss Kelly.
Good morning, Sister Ernestine. What can we say about you? You're a joy. You're a sparkling crystal in this ministry. Always upbeat. Always encouraging. Always teaching. One day I was feeling really bad, and I called you, and you lifted my spirit out of a place where I shouldn't be. And that's when I really realized how special you was and how you do. Every time you get on the line, you guide us, and you give us instructions, just like Pastor. And you got high ranks, like Pastor was saying, there's ranks.
Hallelujah.
And God just bless you and keep you is my prayer. And everything that you stand in the need of, that he'll provide it. We thank him for your knowledge, your faithfulness, your boldness, your beautiful, beautiful canary voice. We just love everything about you. And we're thankful that he put you in our circle. We're blessed to have you. And I'd like to say happy birthday to you again, and that we love you. Keep the faith, sister. You're doing a good job.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much.
Brother Reed, you was coming in.
Yes, praise God, everyone. Praise God, my sister. It is a honor to have the opportunity to share this moment with you. As we did yesterday, we just came together and enjoy one another. And right now I'm just tuned in beside the still waters. And I'm just going to read the captions of ending May 31st, and June and beginning of June 1st. And May 31st says, love, our strongest weapon. And June 1st said, God loves and endures. So as you are celebrating another God-given gift of another day, another month, another year, We just want to be a part of your party. And in his words, we're just going to say this to you. What shall we then say to these things? Mm-hmm. If God be for us, who can be against us? And that's Romans 8:31.
Mm-hmm.
We are family, and we're going to party as a family with you. Happy birthday. Happy another one. Enjoy it to the utmost. Much love, much respect. Thank you for just being a part of us. And God, we just thank you for our shepherd. We thank you for our ministry. We thank you for our family. To God be the glory. Enjoy another B-Day.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Giving honor to Apostle Dr. Bradford. And yes, I just thank God for you, Evangelist Ernestine. You are my sister from another mother. I thank God. Yes, you're so inspirational. You're so inspiring. Mm-hmm. And yes, you do step in, hallelujah, wherever there's a need. And that's just like Abba. That's just like El Shaddai. That's just like Elohim. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just like Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. Keep on being a soldier. Hallelujah. Sister soldier in the army of the Lord. And my heart's desire is that you get your heart's desire and more. May you
hallelujah.
Just be, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You just go on. Hallelujah, because you have the victory in each and every area. Hallelujah. And I'll say the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Just keep doing what you're doing. Hallelujah for Abba. Hallelujah. For he said, we take care of his business, he take care of ours. Happy birthday. I love you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. With that agape love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't do nothing about it.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Good morning, Sister Ernestine. Good morning. This is Sister Tanya and Brother Jerome. And we just want to wish you a very happy birthday today. May God grant
Amen.
You your heart's desire, whatever it is, and may he give you many, many more good foot soldier in the kingdom. Have a very happy birthday from the both of us.
Thank you so much, both of y'all. Amen.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thanking God this morning. This is Sister Gwendolyn. And I'm calling to touch and agree for this wonderful day of yours. And all of us celebrating it with you is nothing like a beautiful day of another person's birth. And just
yes,
as I was
Lord.
Listening in, I was just liking the way when you minister the word, you say, my. And just go on in songs and hymns. And you just an inspiration to me. I know you inspiration each one of us because all of us is one family. And I just thank God so much. And I haven't been on the prayer line for a while, and many birthdays I haven't had a chance. But I, in my meditation and my concentration, you know, I prayed and asked God to send up all the good things that I know that he's a perfect God, and I know he do all things well. He said all of his gifts is good and perfect, and it comes from above. So I just thank God for you being in my life. I know it. Just hearing your voice and hearing you sing, and you are a songbird, and you just do a lot in my spirit. And I thank God so much for you. I love you personally. I don't think I've met you either personally, but in the spirit, I know we have. But my prayer partners. I love y'all so much. And whoever's birthday I know I missed, like I said, I go up and pray with it. And I just thank God for you. I love you, Pastor Bradford, and every other person I heard on the line this morning, with or without. And if I hear the knock, I know how to go down and pray. I know how to, with the wonderful spirit of God, to send prayers up. God is certainly good, and he's just an angel to us, an inspirational one, too, that's bold and so got so much generation in you. You got fire in you. You got boldness in you. You got love in you. I hear all these different things coming from you. So you just have a blessed everything. That's my favorite word I'm saying now. You have a blessed and happy everything, and I love you guys, and you have a blessed everything again and again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday. Happy everything.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. With love. Greatness.
Has everyone
spoken? Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everybody. That's on the line. Sister Darlene. Good morning, Minister Jackson. It's your flavor today. It's your flavor. Happy birthday, and God bless you, Miss Moore.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Darlene. Oh,
mama. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Welcome. It's your flavor.
Mm-hmm.
As you say. You can have what other color cake that you want today. You want ice cream cake? That'll be ice cream cake. In Jesus' name.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Amen. Amen. All right. Has everyone spoken who desires to speak? And we have a few that's not on the call today, so I'm sure we'll be hearing from them. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, everyone. Amen. Hallelujah. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Love you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.